The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host today. I'm delighted to welcome back my good friend, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, good morning, Andy. It's good to be with you. And continue our extended series here. Now we're up to 48 interviews since 2016, and those are all on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, and I think you usually link to the post that I have that has these. And so I'm very proud of the series we've done. I taught 30 years, at three universities, and 48 hours. This will be our 48th hour. That's more than a semester's worth of time. So we've got so much involved in so much information, I think, in those posts or those discussions that if someone were to have stuck with us and listened, I think they would be in a position to understand what's going on right now. Since probably most people haven't, we'll try to analyze what's going on right now in light of all the background that we've already provided.
Thank you so much, Eric. And I really appreciate Eric hosting these shows. As folks, I only carry the last month's worth of shows. So Eric spent a lot of time putting them up on his site. So all the shows that we've done together, you can now get at the gangstalking website. The link is going to be in the post for this show to that particular page, and a lot of these shows are topical. The other thing I'd like to mention is you've been making a few appearances on Jeff Rentz's show recently, which I've been enjoying listening to, Eric.
Yeah, he has asked me to come on about once a month now, so I think we'll see how it goes, but I think I'm slated for the third Thursday of the month, and it's great to talk to him. Tremendous breadth of knowledge and understanding, of course, and that's what happens when you talk. You know, when you have these kinds of shows, you're really kind of in the catbird seat to get the big picture. And I'm sure you are part of that handful of people that have this broad worldview, thanks to talking to so many people who are working so hard to try to get the truth out. So yeah, Jeff is great. He understands the gang stalking thing very, very well. And we've done some very interesting shows on that and other subjects. Yeah.
Yes. And also, folks, amongst the show repository that Eric's now got on his website and the shows that we've done together, we've covered many, many different topics. So have a look down the list and, maybe pick just one out. You might get one from the very start of the series that we did, something that'll interest you on 9/11, obviously gang stalking, natural climate change, San Luis Valley Water Watch, all these interesting things. And we go in all sorts of directions on the show as well, so please avail yourself of that resource that Eric set up for us. Now, before we dive into the topic today, which is going to be part two of our last show, it's going to be called The Mark of the Beast System Part 2. Eric, you've got three audios you've sent me. Would you like me to start off with one of those?
Yeah, but Andy, let me just tell you that this is a project that I've worked on now, and it's just about completed. And I've got a new project. It's called Lifeline: Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. The subtitle is Exposing and Defeating Organized Stalking, Electronic Torture, Mind Control, Illegal Human Experimentation, and Psychological Warfare Operations That Threaten Humanity. And I did a lot of recording for this last fall, and we're just finishing it up now. And it will be loaded up on my ericcarlstrom.com website, some 70 tracks of information that come from my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, for the most part, which now has some 1,400 posts. And then the information is coming from many experts that I've whose material I've read and who I've, you know, studied. And so it's kind of a distillation of the most important things that are on my websites in regard to these topics. So the idea is to make it accessible, another way to make it accessible to people, because I think people are smart, but our government and our rulers are also very smart, and they figured out how to manipulate us through psychological operations and psychological warfare, propaganda, etc. So we have to figure out how to cut through the lies and find the nuggets of truth that will allow us to function. Thomas Jefferson said something like, the nation that wishes to be ignorant and free wants what has never been and wants what can never be. Now, I've rephrased that, but it does rhyme. But unfortunately, our leaders have put us in this cage of delusions. And as a, you know, emeritus professor, I feel it's my patriotic duty, not only to my country, United States, but also to the citizens of the world, for whom I feel a great, you know, affection and affinity, to try to set the record straight. So, yeah, let's listen to these three cuts. They summarize some of the material that we can talk about today, and it gives you an idea what's on this new project, Lifeline.
Excellent. Okay, Eric, here we go, folks. We're going to go with the first one and then go back to Eric for his comments. This is called A Race of Cybernetic Slaves.
From James F. Marino's The Human Species is on the Precipice of Becoming a Race of Mind-Controlled Cybernetic Slaves. It is Rothschild Zionism's control over the U.S. military intelligence complex and its total subversion of this complex, which the American citizenry must collectively be made aware of, especially since this Orwellian complex is being used in secret to brain map the entire U.S. population in the interest of ultimately reducing us to a cybernetic race of beings whose state of consciousness will come from a neural network of artificial intelligence-driven computers. Imagine a race of people all thinking the same thoughts simultaneously while being incapable of having an individual thought. A true slave race, and you can begin to understand the inherent evil which drives those who operate within the very hierarchy of this complex. If we are attempting to unravel the secret of the most perplexing mystery of this century, we should acknowledge that certain segments of mankind, in order to accomplish their power-hungry plans, have often been happy to pull the veil over the eyes of, if not put out the eyes of, their fellows who inhabit this earth.
Very interesting information there, Eric. Anything else that you'd like to add to it?
Yeah, this is very, very packed. The first sentence, he says that the U.S. military and intelligence complex is completely controlled by Rothschild Zionism. This is true. I mean, where was the military on 9/11? Did not protect the United States. Where was the military on Kennedy assassination? Where's the military now that we have all these riots going on in the streets? Well, the military is part of the Rothschild dynamic or the dialectic. And of course, the Soros and the very powerful Jews are paying for these revolutionary rioters. They're paid operatives to create chaos and havoc in our streets now. And this is just like the Bolshevik Revolution in that sense. So you have, pressure from above, from the bankers, pressure from below, from the street revolutionaries, and sort of a pincer movement. This is how they take down countries. And this was pointed out in a book by William Guy Carr, Canadian naval officer, in a book called Pawns in the Game, which he talks about all these revolutions that have been started over the centuries by this group of revolutionary internationalists who we can call the Synagogue of Satan. And I would just, just cut to the chase, because we've talked, now this is our 48th show. Let me just say it, okay? We had a show called They Live, or Who Is They and They Live? Let me just say it. They are the parasite, predatory psychopaths, the Synagogue of Satan. They run the world. And I believe everything that I've read, which is a lot, I've got five websites and they're full of information. They're in a hive mind. I believe they are in Satan's hive mind. I believe they are collectivists, and they operate in a chain of command that you can't see, an invisible chain of command. So when you talk to one, you don't know exactly what the mission of that one is. They might be very, very friendly, and they have very great skills to be chameleons. So it's like you have a different species that is at war with the rest of us, but we haven't known it. But now it's starting to come out. So their long-term aspiration is to control and conquer the world, but also they want to put the rest of us in that Satan's hive mind. And that's what they're on the precipice of being able to do with this these cybernetics programs that they've been working on in secret, well, almost 100 years. So they're working like crazy to reinvent the world. Tikkun Olam is the Hebrew word, reinvent the world. So they will achieve godhood and immortality, digital immortality, as per Ray's Kurzweil, and then turn the rest of us into their transhuman cyborg slaves and or kill us off. So we're right on the edge of that right now, and most people don't have a clue who the enemy is. You know, this is what's so disturbing. They're very, they own the media, they own the governments, they own, they pay for the science that they want to support, and they ignore the science they don't want to support. So it's a very, very clever system. There are secret societies involved, certainly Masons are involved, but at the core is this cult, which is satanic and which is Jewish. So I just wanted to get that out. And then we can go from there, because we've been kind of dancing around that issue. Let's go to the next one. And we'll hear from a guy, Dr. James Giordano, very highly positioned neuroscientist at George Washington University, Georgetown University, excuse me. And, working with DARPA and all these groups. Let's hear what he has to say.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Here we go. This is Dr. James Giordano, folks.
From Dr. James Giordano's lecture, Brain Science from Bench to Battlefield, The Realities and Risks of Neuroweapons. Dr. Giordano is a professor of neuroscience at Georgetown University and a consultant for DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency, and the U.S. Army. Dr. Giordano states, neuroscience captures $175 billion annual market space. The brain is the next battle space. We are targeting the brain. We need to recon the target area, i.e. the domestic population, in order to, one, acquire viable targets, and two, avoid collateral damage. Like in any race, the morbidity and mortality going at this speed is real. We are tracking neurological or brain signatures of key targeted individuals that are thought to represent whole groups. If I understand how his or her brain works and do this on a broad enough scale, I can develop patterns, and I can use this in many ways that informs my intelligence. This force multiplies and synergizes my human intelligence, humant, my signals intelligence, sigint, and my communications intelligence, comment. Neurint, neuro intelligence, coupled with assessment and access, gives me these capabilities. I can utilize neuropharmacologics and various forms of brain stimulation to extract information from key intelligence targets. August 29th, 2017.
Very interesting again there. So that was Dr. James Giordano. Anything you'd like to add to that, Eric?
Yeah, well, here we have our explanation for the targeted individuals who are complaining of these, you know, horrendous electronic attacks, electronic torture, and psychological warfare, psychological operations, which, you know, we call gang stalking. This has been going on for many decades, but really, what's going on now is almost all of the world now is being targeted in using many of these same weapons. And so we see that electronic warfare, we are in the electronic battlefield and have been really for five decades. And because the Pentagon has weaponized all the different electromagnetic frequencies, and they know which frequencies, you know, affect the moods and the different organs, and they know how to read your thoughts and see through your eyes. It's absolutely phenomenal what the scientists working with the military and intelligence agencies have uncovered and deployed over the last, since World War II. And yet this is almost completely unknown to the public. So in fact, you know, you had a great interview with Dr. Peter Hammond recently about demonic possession. And we have another kind of possession. It's possession by supercomputer. It's possession by the military and intelligence agencies and their contractors and their professors who know how to entrain the mind with these mind control technologies, remote neural monitoring, remote neural manipulation, voice to skull, etc. These have been tested out on people for the last 70 years. And the targets have been, you know, they say, well, these people are crazy. They're hearing voices. They think they're being followed. They're nuts. Lock them up. Well, they've been test cases. They've been guinea pigs. And I can say we, because I'm one myself. And so I have studied this thing not only from an academic viewpoint, because I still have my marbles and still have those skills, but I've also studied it on the ground almost daily since 2013, these psychological attacks, these electronic attacks occasionally for me. So, yeah, let's go on to the next one, Andy, which is we will stalk you.
Absolutely. Here we go. This is We Will Stalk You, folks.
We will stalk you. We're Satan's secret army. We will mock you with street theater and psychological attacks. We will track you with cell phone, satellite, C4 ISR. We will zap you with electronic, acoustic, and neural weapons. We will tail you into the store, onto the highway with helicopters, planes, and boats. We will bully you to make sure your everyday is a bad day. We will rob you with home and car break-ins. We will terrorize you, staging near-fatal accidents. We will kill you with soft kill, slow kill, silent kill weapons. We will institutionalize you. They'll say you're crazy when you report you're being followed and zapped. We will stalk you. We're Satan's secret army.
We will
stalk you.
We're Satan's secret army.
We will stalk you.
We're Satan's secret army.
There we go, folks. An interesting take on that very famous song, and a lot of valuable information in it. Eric, over to you.
Yeah, you know, I think, again, because the press is owned by essentially six Jewish-owned corporations, the spotlight has, you know, the spin has been to ignore all of this and all attempts to get a redress and retribution for victims of these programs have been stymied by a federal court system, which is completely corrupted, I'm afraid. And so what we're living in a bubble of delusions, I'm afraid, in our modern world. And of course, that makes us very vulnerable to these kinds of attacks. what we're looking at here, I think, Andy, if we look at the big picture, and I sometimes think, okay, I like to take pictures, so you have a zoom lens, you zoom in for the close-up, and you zoom out to get the wide angle. So if we look at the wide angle, I think right now what's going on is we have fourth-generation warfare, which is hybrid warfare or unconventional warfare, to bring about the fourth industrial revolution, which is the technocracy, which is, you know, the 5G and the information of things and the artificial intelligence and all that goes with that. And we can break it down further, and we can say technocracy itself is this is what Amazing Polly said. I like the insight is the Green New Deal of Agenda 2030, UN Agenda 2030, plus mind control. So mind control is huge. Again, most people don't know anything about it. Many people who are mind controlled wouldn't have a clue. And of course, those who are mind controlled puppets to be Manchurian candidates, for instance, perhaps many of the people in demonstrating in the street are either thugs that are paid or actual mind control victims themselves, just like the people that have been doing these shootings that have been terrorizing, you know, the world. These are individuals who the government has put into these programs, you know, calling them terrorists or whatever to get them on a list, and then have attacked them and broke them psychologically to where they were a puppet, essentially, for their puppet masters. So we're dealing with slave masters here who want the rest of us as slaves. They want to break us down. They want to break our minds, break our bodies. And of course, this is what we're seeing now being rolled out with this COVID fraud. And the response to the COVID fraud, which is to usher in this completely totalitarian, fascist, feudalistic system. So what I'd like to do, Andy, is kind of bounce off of some insights from Catherine Austin Fitz. I've got a post on my website in which I have three of her recent interviews, June, July, and August of this year. Catherine Austin Fitz was the assistant director of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, very much a political insider. She was on Wall Street for a while. She's a genius at following the money. She's, you know, she can do spreadsheets with trillions of dollars. And she's been looking for the missing $20 to $90 trillion from the Pentagon's budget in undocumentable adjustments with a professor named Mark Skidmore from the University of Michigan, I think is where he's at, or Michigan State, one of those. And, she's got a thing called the Solari Report, a website that you can go to. And this lady is brilliant. And she has, I think, an understanding of the big picture. So I've got a post on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website, which I've sent you. It's called Mark of the Beast, The Great Reset, Going Direct to Cyborg Enslavement. And then quote from her, we are in World War III. Catherine Austin Fitz, former assistant director of HUD interviews, and webmaster transcription and notes. So what I tend to do in these really valuable YouTube interviews is I tend to write them down. Sometimes they get taken down, and then all that's left is what I've written down. But I think they're up. But then I summarized 21 main points. And if you don't mind, I'll just go through some of these and we'll see how far we can take it. The other thing we could go through, but I don't think we have time, is the French Army report on COVID-19 and 5G, which just came out a few days ago, which I've also got on my website, which is also, I think, a very good summary of what's happening now. It takes someone with a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge to cut through all the propaganda and all the psychological operations which are being wielded. But if you can just think, you know, you know, anybody can notice, okay, they shut down the economy based on this, you know, COVID-19 thing. So they put small businesses, out of business in America. People are staying home with masks on. They radically changed the country. That's really the only story out there. What's going on with this? But on top of that, we've been treated or been cursed with all these, you know, incredibly violent demonstrations in our cities. Well, obviously, these are both, you know, completely staged operations. To have them both coming down at the same time means that our slave masters, our leaders are waging war against us. And this is hybrid warfare. And perhaps when I, before I go through these 21 points, I should define what I think hybrid warfare is, so then people can get a sense of, oh yeah, we're being targeted. We're all being targeted in a war. And so I'll just read through this. Hybrid warfare is unconventional warfare. It's official U.S. policy. It includes the use of regular military forces, special forces, and irregular forces like citizen spies, surveillance role players, crisis actors, Manchurian candidates, and other mind-controlled slaves. Organized stalking, the manhunting business via secret standing armies, all of this would be involved with the irregular forces. It includes staged, false flag, state-sponsored terror events, sometimes called counterterrorism. Includes low-intensity conflict, domestic black bag operations, like in the COINTELPRO operations of the FBI in the 50s through the 70s, and, of course, the Stasi and the Soviet Cheka and the Red Terror, et cetera. Information warfare and propaganda is part of it, mind control, psychological warfare, psychological operations, psychological operations groups out of the military, punitive psychiatry, no-touch torture, diplomacy, cyber warfare, economic warfare, biological and chemical warfare, weather and environmental warfare, use of so-called non-lethal soft kill, slow kill, silent kill weapons, directed energy weapons, and neuroweapons, neurowarfare, remote neural monitoring and manipulation, brain-to-computer interface, brain-to-brain interface, collections and storage of big data on everyone, covert 24/7 active surveillance, subversion, tracking, torture, remote electronic mind and behavioral control of extra legally designated targeted individuals flagged as domestic, quote, enemy non-combatants or terrorist threats, who in practice include dissidents, whistleblowers, and non-consensual human experimentees. Over half of these covert so-called peacekeeping operations, which is what the military would call these, or perception management operations that target domestic populations, are carried out by private military and spy contractors. So, you know, wake up, people. You know, we're in a cage of delusions that has been carefully constructed around us by government and media and the military. So if you think the military is going to come to our aid now, I think that is, you're going to be disappointed. That's a very important point. Okay, now, so what's behind all this? Well, of course, the most, what's at the top of the pyramid? You know, the Federal Reserve and the Rothschild banks are at the top of the pyramid. So what happens, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, in her talk, she says, okay, the central bankers of the world, the Fed, met in Jackson Hole, Wyoming in August 2019 and decided they needed a new mechanism to replace traditional currencies. So they are now re-engineering the global financial system in the Great Global Reset. And this new system is going to be go direct. That's, quote, go direct system. It's going to be a cashless, digital, transhumanist, technocratic slavery system. The global elite, she points out, are very afraid now of being outed by recent Pizzagate and Epstein pedophilia scandals. In other words, we're on to them now. They are sickos. They are Satanists. And they are very disturbed about the prospect of very substantial financial and legal liabilities. And so they are betting the ranch now that they can continue to centralize and install a digital slavery system over the entire world. Okay, now we have some logic here. And then she goes on. The Swiss Israeli American central banker Stanley Fischer, who happens to be Jewish and a dual Israeli American citizen, former president of the Bank of Israel and vice president of the Federal Reserve, he just bounced back and forth, be boss of both economies, was present at the 2019 Fed meeting and is a principal architect of this plan. BlackRock Incorporated, which is the world's largest asset manager, managing over $7.4 trillion, and led by the Jew Lawrence Fink, is in charge of coordinating the global reset. Okay, so to accomplish this reset, she says, bankers turned to the healthcare mafia, Fauci, et cetera, to provide a cover story. The healthcare mafia produced the COVID-19 fraud, which is perhaps more than a fraud, as we'll see a little bit later, because I think they have engineered this and they can simply tweak it a little bit and make it much more deadly in the future. But it is the common cold, basically, which has been used to crash economies and, of course, wipe out small businesses, deprive citizens of their civil liberties, put them in their own homes, lock them up, essentially, and ramp up a super police state, thus providing time for central bankers to accomplish the reset. So she says what's now happening is classic disaster capitalism, which is also known as the shock doctrine. Now, this is something that Dr. Milton Friedman of the University of Chicago, he's a Jew, and the Chicago boys were the ones who really orchestrated the concept between, for instance, the coup in Chile in 1973, where you create a disaster and then the super capitalists rush in to redesign the economy during the period of chaos. Like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So in disaster capitalism, they will either capitalize on a disaster which just happens to occur, or more likely, more often, they will create the disaster, like 9/11, like Hurricane Katrina, et cetera. So now that they have the ability to steer hurricanes and whatnot, they can capitalize on rebuilding the areas that they destroy. So this is what's been going on for a long, long time. It's called disaster capitalism. So having crashed the economies through the COVID-19 fraud and created the mother of all debt traps, that's her quote, the Fed is now buying up America and the world for pennies on the dollar, especially buying the areas that they look at that they think are most profitable. And that's where, of course, we've had the most violence in the cities. So now, again, finally, we have a logical explanation for the chaos that we see. Then she says, and now here it gets really dark, and I apologize. I don't want to, I'd rather talk about puppy dogs and bluegrass, to tell you the truth. But this, this is the truth. So if people don't know it, they're in deep trouble. She says, under the new Go Direct system, humans will be hooked up directly to the Department of Defense cloud through self-assembling nanotech chip implants, which are delivered into the body with Bill Gates, another Jew, his proposed so-called vaccines, you know, which include things like, fetal tissue and RNA and DNA contents and heavy metals and bio waste and, all kinds of really toxic things. It's really not medicine. She calls them toxins rather than vaccines. And so after this has happened, people will be patentable because they've been tweaked. They're genetically modified organisms now. And of course, this is the mark of the beast system, because now they're going to be able to track you with the material they've inserted into your body, which can self-assemble into something that they can, remotely track, just like they've been remotely tracking all of us targeted individuals. So with the man-machine interface and AI software, they will hook everybody up, this is the plan, to the DoD Jedi cloud. Now they'll have 24/7 tracking and surveillance, and the system will be able to measure and assess all individuals' behavior. And if they're behaving properly, they are rewarded with the equivalent of digital credits in the company store. No more cash. This is a cashless society. And so that it's like now you're a digital slave. If you are doing the right things, and they have the ability to totally surveil you to know if you're doing the right thing. And by the way, this is all verified by the patent 666, which Bill Gates has put forward, Microsoft put forward just within the last year. And so what they want to do, they've already patented this stuff. And of course, Elon Musk, who's very much involved in this, another Jewish billionaire, with his, Neuralink and Starlink and SpaceX and everything, he wants to put 42,000 satellites in low orbit around the Earth and, of course, surveil everybody. But he's also got a newer Neuralink device now, which he's going to charge $2,000 or $3,000 for, that you can put in the top of your head. And he says, okay, it's going to help you with, problems like anxiety, and it's going to make the blind see, and it's going to, make you smarter and everything. But actually, it gives them full control over the human organism. If they put this chip in your head, which they're going to charge you $2,000 or $3,000 to do, you become their slave and their automaton. So this is very, very, very dark, draconian, evil stuff. They want to turn us into a race of cyborg slaves for them. So, and then she makes the point during the slave trade in the 1700s and 1800s, there was a similar system, which was called the whipping machine. And she makes the point that slavery is fantastically profitable. And when you combine this profitability with the new technologies, our managers, the slave masters, will make a fortune. And of course, we know that in the Talmud, it says, you know, when our Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. We also know that in the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, it says the dumb goyim don't know it, but unbeknownst to them, we've been stage managing history for hundreds of years. So what we're looking at is stage managed history. We're looking at the fruition of their 3,000 plus year old plan to take over the world and enslave us and genocide us. And I'm sorry, you know, I can't make this more entertaining and more fun, but I mean, it is time to push back. Then her next point is toxic injections, which she calls toxins, will be the greatest non-consensual experiment in history and will include nanotech, self-assembling nanotech, gene editing and gene-altering materials, heavy metals, bio-waste, and aborted fetal tissue. Non-consensual human experimentation is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, but that hasn't helped us targeted individuals. No, sir, because the government has been totally behind this. This is the top secret program that has been protected. The nanotech, she says, will self-assemble to create tracking RFID chips within the body, and the digital cryptocurrency will be allocated to individuals based on measurement of their body activity. Again, on this post, I post Bill Gates' patent 666 below. So the system monitors and mines human energy output, a little bit like the movie The Matrix. And so then I also put in a story here, Microsoft patents new cryptocurrency system using body activity, and then Bill Gates's patent, actually W02020060606, cryptocurrency system using body activity data, an explanatory video. And then she says, well, obviously, this is the mark of the beast system. You know, you can't buy or sell without this this material inside you and their approval. So, and then she makes some very important points that I think, you know, it's wakey-wakey time here. We taxpayers are and have been funding and supporting the very people who are attacking and destroying us. If we continue to finance our city, county, state, and national governments, we are complicit in the diabolical evil things that they're doing. So we have to break this codependent relationship with these synagogue of Satan people, etc., these demonically energized people who have stolen, infiltrated, and captured our governments. We are Zogs. We are Zionist occupied governments. We have to, as individuals, get out of the middle of the road and choose whether we want to be free human beings, creatures of God, or whether we're going to allow them to turn us into something else, and then we're outside of God's protection entirely. We go to hell. I mean, the stakes could not be higher than right now. So choose liberty or slavery. I would say let's choose liberty and let's push back as hard as we can. The next point, our corrupted and captured governments have been merged with the mafia since World War II. Well, you and I did a series of five programs on mafia states. So, you know, much of her analysis agrees with things that we've kind of been discussing. So this is why our military is now waging hybrid, unconventional, asymmetric, information, civilian, military, net-centric, electronic, neuro, and psychological warfare against the domestic population. They're controlled by this synagogue of Satan, this hive mind. It is a mind-controlled operation controlled by sexual perverts, according to Kay Griggs, who's a targeted individual and an insider. Then she says the intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the Federal Reserve, and the military have every inch of America under surveillance and controlled. So nothing happens in any country that they don't want happening. This is her words. They have satellites up watching every inch of space. They don't miss a trick. Okay, so what does that mean? That means the gang stalking is completely under their control. They know what's going on. They're behind it. That means that the riots in the cities, completely under their control. They know what's happening. They're supporting it. So grow up, people. We're being played. So I believe that this statement has enormous implications for understanding the major events of our lives, such as the JFK assassination, 9/11, the phony war on terrorism, man-caused global warming fraud, the gang stalking of innocent civilians, the COVID-19 fraud, the current violence in American cities. The U.S. military and intelligence have participated in all of these black operations, as well as their cover-ups. So these are all part of the hybrid warfare system, which is waged by our military intelligence services with their private contractors against our citizens. So I know I'm just plunging along to get this out here, and if you don't mind. So the current violence in our cities, again, is scripted, carried out by paid citizen mercenaries, also known as irregular forces, who are just following orders. Many of them could be mind-controlled Manchurian candidate types. These Hollywood-style made-for-TV movies are underwritten by Jewish groups, George Soros and other Jewish groups, and utilize the same kind of destabilization tactics that the CIA and the military have deployed against domestic populations in other countries for the past 70-plus years. So it's coming home to roost. If we defund the police, as they intend, then organized crime and the Fed Reserve Police will, you know, have no competitors. They'll just take over. So then the crime bosses will hire mercenary armies to move the people out of areas coveted by the elite, who will take over vast areas of abandoned and foreclosed properties. And she makes the point, which I think is probably accurate, that the people who flew Epstein Airways are behind the contact tracing super police state system now being rolled out. Well, contact tracing is very much like what's been going on to spy on and track and harass and torture targeted individuals. So this whole targeted individual gang stalking electronic torture system is about to go global. And by the way, the people that flew Epstein Airways include Mossad super spy Ghislaine Maxwell, Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, Trump's lawyer, Joe Biden, actor Kevin Spacey, Donald Trump, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, former Treasury Secretary and Harvard President Larry Summers, scientist Steven Pinker, and Prince Andrew. Note that with the possible exception of Prince Andrew, that just about all of these are Jews or crypto-Jews. Then behind the scenes and invisible to nearly all are mind control entrainment and the mind control digital media. So this is all to implement evil. It is very demonic. And here's the point that I made earlier, which I think is an excellent point that she brought out, and she's one of the very few that has brought it out. She says there's both spiritual and covert intelligence forces operating to possess individuals. So possession can not only be demonic, it can also be technological. And the CIA has been working on this now since World War II. And this is a very important insight. And so we don't know who. Not only do we not know who's an invisible chain of command, who might be being paid as a spy on the citizen spy on the street to track and target you, we don't know who might be actually controlled by these forces. So we're living in very dangerous times. So again, CIA entrainment, mind control, subliminal programming, these are things you and I've been talking about for quite a while. She brings this up. As she also mentions, other deep state tactics include the space race and transhumanism. And then she makes the point, which goes back to her first point, that central banks are governing this process, and their goal is to simultaneously extend the existing system, giving them time now to bring in this new system. And she's saying their strategy is just do it. I think maybe they're vulnerable right now. If there was significant pushback, I think we could beat them. But again, this depends entirely on us knowing what is actually happening. She says things are wildly fluid right now, so we're all together in this global experiment. And then she makes the question, how are we going to deal with the bad guys? Let's say we do, you know, turn the corner a little bit. We're paying these people. We have a codependent relationship with them. They sit in our national, county, state, and city offices. They control our military and intelligence services. They've been getting away with murder for over a century, and this time they could kill us all. So what are we going to do with these synagogue of Satan people? I would say deport them. That would be the kindest thing to do. I'd say, you know, send them all to Antarctica or Israel. as you know, and as you point out, you know, in your book, that's where I came across it, Synagogue of Satan. Jews have been kicked out of over 100 countries in the last 2,000 years because they undermine, sabotage, and infiltrate and destroy every country they come into contact with, because that is their mission. They're on a mission from their god, Lucifer. And she says, this is World War III. It's a 10,000-year spiritual war. We have the choice between freedom and slavery and could win. She says, this will be a county-by-county trench warfare. There are 3,100 counties in the U.S., so get to know your local sheriff. I personally, you know, I can't predict what's going to happen now, but I think things are going to get much worse. I think this is, you know, it's coming down. All these as a whole series of psychological warfare operations against domestic populations around the world. I think this is the Illuminati plan of 1776, which they outlined, you know, with the Rothschilds and the Sanhedrin and the richest people in Europe, which is to destroy all religion, to destroy the family, destroy all nations, destroy the monarchy, destroy private property, so that nothing will stand in the way of their satanic antichrist kingdom. And, you know, it's pretty dark. So we have to find the light within us, I think, as individuals. We have to find, you know, we have to find our connection with God and realize that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. And we have to hold on to that and then go from there. We have to speak the truth. We have to act the truth. We have to come out of slavery. Christ gives us freedom. He is greater than he who is in the world. We have to firmly identify and be that truth. It's the children of darkness against the children of light. As General Flynn recently said in a speech, you know, we really have the people of the lie versus the people of the truth. And then we have the 90% or maybe 80% in the middle that is befuddled. So it's really, we're contending for that 80%. We're contending for the people who are partly brainwashed and partly entrained in this propaganda mind control system that the CIA and other intelligence agencies and the media and the government have a net, you might say, just cast this net around the world. And now they're using trauma-based mind control. Oh my God, look at what happened today. Look what happened today. So today, I hope, Andy, we're getting the wide angle lens going here. We're looking at the big picture. We're looking at trying to dissect what's going on behind the scenes here. To understand how we can deal with this horrendous situation that we're in.
Yes, absolutely, Eric. And as you were talking there, I was wondering how Tex Mars, my old friend who passed not so long ago, would have addressed this. I think that even he would have been shocked to see what was going on. And I know how familiar you are with his work, Eric. How do you think he'd have reacted to what was going on today?
That's a very good point. I mean, he is our mutual friend and teacher, really. He was a wonderful man, wrote, 75 books and did his Power of Prophecy program for years. Spent his whole life looking at biblical prophecy and how it relates to geopolitics. I think Tex would not be too surprised. I think that he predicted most of this. Tex was on the very, very front lines. He was ahead of everybody on these things. I've got, you know, I don't know how many of his books and his CDs from his Power of Prophecy programs that I've learned so much from. He died, I think, maybe two years ago of heart complications. Well, could have been targeted electronically. He had a couple heart attacks and he was a little overweight, but it could be that the powers that be took him out because he was such a powerful voice for truth. And such a wonderful person. I mean, he just exemplified everything that he preached in his, you know, his personal identity. So I would suggest that people, you know, go to the powerofprophecy.com website. Jerry Barrett is now doing the weekly programs, but also look at the catalog of what's for sale, because there is a wealth of information there. And we need that wisdom. We need that information. And I'm glad you brought up his name. You know, it's to honor Texas is to honor the truth and to honor Jesus Christ, who he served all his life.
Yes, indeed. And We've got 2-3 minutes left, so it's not a lot of time. Would you like to touch on the information from the French authorities that you've got, or will there just not be enough time to even summarize it?
Yeah, I think I can mention that. You know, I think this is a very important document. I've also given you the link, and so people can look at it. There's a group of ex-military army people, reserve army officers, that have kind of done an assessment of what's going on. And they make some very important points. And they say that this is a fraud, and this is an attack. COVID-19, they say, is a biological and electromagnetic war supported by a vast smoke and mirrors operation, which is sowing confusion among the ranks of medical and hospital personnel. They say COVID-19 could be the preparation for a much larger scale joint operation combined with a smokescreen to conceal large scale tests of the 5G weapon. Of course, 5G is being rolled out as we've been locked down. And this is a weapon system that the military is deploying. And it's for carrying the information associated with artificial intelligence and big data that they need for a complete lockdown technocracy and for criminal ends, they say, that remain to be clarified. They say 5G installations, both terrestrial and aerial, Elon Musk's satellites in low Earth orbit, are clearly part of this total war project. Okay, so, and then they connect the two, 5G and COVID, because the symptoms of COVID are pretty much identical with the symptoms that people get from exposure to 5G, which is this, you know, millimeter wave, extremely high frequency. Well, it's about in the 90 gigahertz range, and those are weaponized frequencies. Can see through the walls, can track you, can target you, can deliver lethal doses of frequencies to the individual inside their home. So this is a weapon system that's being rolled out on the world. It's going to have disastrous health consequences, not only for humans, but for the natural world. So by all means, they say resist. Don't be in an area with 5G. Don't take the vaccine, they say. Get in a place where you can be healthy, grow a garden, and pull yourself out of this system, which is trying to entrap and enslave us. So again, these are very credible people. And I've got this PDF, which came out several days ago, called Investigative Report on the COVID-19 Pandemic and Its Relationship to SARS-CoV-2 and Other Factors. You know, people are stepping up and people are waking up. So that's our hope. Our hope and our prayers are that people will wake up. We vastly outnumber them, and they can't pull this off unless they can continue to pull the wool over our eyes.
Thank you so much, Eric. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And it is the time, folks, to stand up for yourselves and make your voices heard, because this is not a joke. I firmly believe what I heard with the David Goldberg presentation. I think earlier in the year, we've just seen a warm-up, a beta test, a trial run, and they've got something very nasty planned for us this fall. And of course, we've just gone into September, and these are the dates people are talking about, September and October, we've been hearing throughout the year. So I want to thank Eric so much for joining me today. Don't forget to look into websites. Go to andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com for the post for the show, and they're all linked in there. I want to thank all of you for joining me today. It is, of course, the weekend tomorrow, so have a lovely weekend. I'll be back with you all on Monday. And until then, folks, bye for now.